morning. As I sat bored at a meeting, I scribbled some notes on the back of an envelope. I wrote the words, Polo People. What are Polo People, I hear you ask? Well, you know the popular sweets, the mints with the hole in the middle. There are some people who are empty in the middle too. On the outside, they look fine enough, but the inside is empty. You can also get Polo Politics, all form and no substance. There's Polo Society. It looks healthy enough, but at its heart it is empty and lacking substance. What about Polo Theology? It sounds good, but it has a big hole in the middle. You can get Polo anything. Polo individuals, Polo families, Polo congregations, Polo social circles, Polo nation, Polo world. At every level, we can superficially look good and healthy and happy, but at heart be empty and lack substance. It's not a desirable state to be in, is it? So what's the opposite then? Think of a piece of solid metal which has become oxidized. The metal has reacted to the air and ends up with a soft, spongy outer layer. It looks soft and it tempts you to poke it with your finger. But see, if you do poke it, your finger quickly goes through the spongy outer layer and soon hits the hard inner core of the metal. Real people of substance are like that. They are such gentlemen and such ladies that you might be tempted to take a line of them and to push them about and to take advantage. But if we do try to, we get a shock, because they're a lot tougher than they look. They are men and women of steel and substance. So the thought for today is, are you a polo person or an oxidized metal person? What do you think Jesus was? He's our role model.